Well, we say happy Friday to you. Once again, you've tuned in to the FDN, that stands for Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, Friday Call. A good support call for you guys. I'm your host, Brandon Molay, and I may be flying solo today, guys. I know Brendan's out traveling, and then Tessa's going to try to jump on if she could with me, but it may just be me with you guys today, but that's just fine. I love being on with you guys each week. We come to you live almost every Friday, about 1 o'clock Central, for an hour, and we answer your questions. We talk about relevant subjects. We give you updates, anything that we think is going to be beneficial to you. But a big part of this, guys, the show is really for you. So if you want to call in and speak with us and make a comment, ask a question, we love it. We've had a lot of live callers as of late. We've had several shows where it was just all live callers instead of the typical written-in questions that we answer. So if you guys want to do that, the number is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378 is that number. And once you dial in there, just hit 1 on the keypad, and I'll see you there on the switchboard, and I'll bring you on. You can make a comment, ask a question. If you are a trainee moving through the course, definitely come on and ask a question, anything you want to clarify that maybe we didn't do so good over Facebook or through words on the screen. Happy to do that. If you're a graduate and you want to ask a question, that's good too. We're always continually learning. Or make a comment or say something about the course. Or if you're just thinking about taking the course, maybe you've followed Reed for years and been on our newsletter for a long, long time. Subscribe to that. Listen to a bunch of podcasts, and maybe now's the time that you want to sign up for the course and become a practitioner and be able to do this amazing work. Come on and ask a question or make a comment. Happy to have you on. So I see a lot of you guys lining up. I think I've got Tess coming on here too, so I'll say hi to her in just a second here. But again, 347-637-1378 is that number. It is June 21st, 2019, if I didn't mention that. Again, your host, Brandon Molay, and my co-host, I think she's there. Tess, is that you?
Yes, I'm here, Brandon.
All right. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm
for joining
excited.
Me.
Excited to be here on this beautiful first day of summer, right?
That is true. I've tried to get out there and enjoy the sun a little bit here and there today.
Yeah. You got to catch it where you can, because we teach how important that sun is to health, right?
Oh, I think I'm like a flower or a plant. Just feels very good. Good stuff. Wonderful. So, well, Tess has been almost semi-regular here as co-host, so appreciate her coming in and giving her wisdom, years of wisdom, and a lot of different areas, especially as a mentor also, and just as a wonderful person. So, questions for her. A lot of times she's managing some of the Facebook questions there, so she's got a good feel for what's going on with you guys when you're a trainee. So we may pull some questions from there if we don't have any live callers today. I want to make just a few announcements here so you guys are aware. Some things are in our newsletter. We try to put them up on Facebook so you're aware of them. But first one here is, of course, the FDN Rock Conference. So it's our annual conference. It is going to be this year, November 1st through the 3rd. So if you haven't heard about it, definitely log on to FDNconference.com and check out the details there. Had our first conference last year. It was a 10-year anniversary. We decided to make it a regular thing, so we're going to do it again in beautiful San Diego. Nice new venue this year, even bigger than before. There is limited seating, so we can only handle so many people in that area there. So if you're thinking about it, now's the time to do it. It's coming up pretty quick here, especially if you want to get plane tickets and possibly be able to be at the same hotel as the conference. It's going to be awesome. Hundreds of FDNs gathered together, talking, spending the weekend together, learning a lot from some amazing speakers we have lined up. Guys, check out the details on that. It's going to be great. It's something that's going to take you to the next level. I almost guarantee that. Something's going to shift or change with you over that weekend. And those things are important. We need sometimes to awesome that you're maybe tuned into the podcast, you're listening to this now, you're on the Facebook page, but nothing quite like coming together, sitting in a live audience together, hanging out, sharing a meal together. Definitely check out the details on any questions, just reach out to us on that. A few more things as well, the Human Longevity Project. This is the final screening for this one. If you guys aren't aware of this, I think maybe it's, I'm not going to guess, maybe a year or so ago, our own Jason Prowl and a few other guys that you know came together and made a pretty awesome documentary about longevity and the things that they basically went around the world and started to pull all the commonalities amongst different people groups of what makes us healthy. And some of the results are kind of surprising. But definitely Reed was featured in this in several episodes. So this is the final screening for that, so check your emails on that. You can watch, actually, I think all nine episodes will let you watch there at one time. And might be a good thing to do this weekend, right? Have that on and check that out. But definitely want to support what other FDN practitioners are doing and have done. So good work on that, guys, so be aware of that. And also there's a medical fitness tour. It's August 15th through the 17th, and we're a sponsor of this event. This one here, it looks like it's in Seattle, and Reed is going to be one of the speakers at the event. So check out the details on that. He's going to talk about why your standard labs don't quite cut it sometimes, and why they don't show there's anything wrong with you. So getting into what we do and how to handle that. So medical fitness tour, again, coming up here real quick. We're out there as much as we possibly can be. It's all hands on deck as far as getting out there and talking about FDN, letting people know what we have to offer. And also for you guys, too. So I've had a few people call me that said, hey, you know, I've been hearing about this FDN, and I wanted to work with an FDN practitioner. So one of the goals is to try to make FDN a household name. We're working hard on that. So if it's just awareness out there, everybody, all the people that we feature and we talk about, we're all on the same side. Maybe some subtle disagreements and different things, but really we're all saying the same things, and we're really all getting out there to promote this way of managing health and building health and just addressing healthcare in general. So I've said this many times on the call, but it's true. So we're all out there talking about it. The more that there's awareness that there's options and different ways of handling things, and many times it's a lot more logical than what's out there currently, that's good for us. So it's really a great time to be doing this work. If this is, you know, if you're just a recent graduate, it's a great time to be doing it. There's a major need for us, as you know. We need more and more FDN practitioners, people that are like-minded, they're helping folks, because it's a pretty big problem. So, and we're part of the solution. So I've got that. Let's see. I think I had maybe one more thing, one dimension. Maybe I did not. I think those are some of the big announcements there. So you guys just keep up with things there a little bit. Before we talk about graduates, I don't know, Tess, anything that you wanted to mention, anything that I'm forgetting about? Big announcement.
No, I think we have a lot of things going on right now. I think the only other thing that we probably want to remind people about is the webinars that are available through the AFDNP that we do, that our wonderful AFDNP director, Brendan, does for us. And I believe there's something almost every Wednesday. So whether it's a detective hour, whether it's a pro series or a guest, whether we have, I think on Thursdays, you know, we have the basically, you know, hear from other the interviews with other FDN practitioners. So there's a lot of great things going on within the company that you want to make sure that if you miss those, if you can't attend them live, that you catch the replays while they're available. And so if you're not a member of the AFDNP, you really want to check those out too, because some of them are available to the general FDN population, but others are exclusive for AFDNP members.
Yes, thanks for pointing that out. I still get on verbal finals, ask them, have you heard of AFDNP? And some people haven't yet. So if you don't know what that is, that's the Association for FDN Professionals. So the idea here with this is that, you know, we very much want feedback from you guys with the course. And we've asked for that in various ways, through surveys and also just talking with mentors. And, of course, Reed does his famous postgraduate interview, a little half-hour session. You get to talk with the man himself. And one of the aspects of that call is feedback. You know, what can we do better? What do you feel like you need more of? Because it's not just graduation or certification. It's also your success if you want to take this and do this as a business. That's where the AFDNP, the professionals, comes in. it's not just practitioners, it's people that's professional that are taking this and doing this. Now, you can do whatever you want to with the certification. If it's just for friends and family, that's great. We'd love you to do that. But if you want to take it to the next level with the business side of things, then we want to provide those tools for you. And so that's part of that vision of AFDNP. So instead of a whole other course to purchase, we said, hey, what about this membership, or even better, a full-blown association that has maybe some group buying power and some clout and some influence. And so by being part of it, not only are you getting all the amazing trainings and information and support of the community with the Facebook page and with the referral program, all the things we continually add, but you're being part of a movement. And that makes us all feel good to be part of that. So very, very affordable. It's something that I wish I had when I graduated almost 8 years ago now, coming up about a month from now, the 8 years, graduated from the course or was certified in the course. Tremendous resource there. Check it out. When you graduate, you at least have a little free trial to check it out. Just ask anybody that's a member. It's really tremendous and very helpful for you as far as your business goes, from business marketing things to different trainings. Brendan puts a lot of effort into making sure those resources are top-notch and extremely relevant. That's the way that we roll. So thanks for reminding me of their tests on AFTMP, so make sure you know what that is and check it out. And then, we've got some graduates to announce. So 5 graduates this week, so it's been a busy week for me on the graduate side. Yeah, it's tremendous. So 5 of them here, so I'm going to – well, I tell you what, before I do that, I just want to say this also. Reed, happy birthday. Birthday was yesterday? I believe that's right. Yeah, that's right, yesterday.
I believe it was,
It was yesterday, so on the 20th there of June. So I'm not going to sing happy birthday. You guys don't want me to do that. Tess, I don't know about you, but I'm just not going to sing. But we do want to wish him a very happy birthday a little bit late. If you guys don't know, hey, send him a message. He loves to hear from you guys. Being part of this community is really important. It's a second family. So we'd ever say happy birthday, Reed. Many more. Love you. And we'll be hanging out again soon here. So maybe we'll throw a belated birthday party in San Diego in November. All right. And last but not least, we've got graduates this week. So 5 amazing folks that have made their way through the through all the videos and all the trainings and all the questions and the written final and finally the verbal final, all those practicals, and endured me and Tess being really mean to them and making it all the way to be certified. And we're proud of you guys and what you're going to do. Everybody that comes to this course has a pretty amazing story and what they've been through, what their plans are. And we wish you the best, and I want to help you however we can. So we say a hearty congratulations to these 5 here. So first one is Dr. Carol Vieira, and she's from Massachusetts, and Mignon Zhu, and he's from Connecticut, and Anna Lubashka, she's from Ontario, Canada, and Annie Mabashov, and she's from California, and pulling up the rear here, we've got Mr. J.D. Todd from Texas. So guys, congratulations. Way to go.
Woohoo. Yeah, congratulations. I think all but one of those were my trainees, so I'm super pumped about that. Way to go, guys.
There you
go. Good job.
Yes. Isn't that cool? That is so cool. So we get to know people. You get to know people pretty well mentoring with the course, and that's just the way it is. That's one of my big questions I ask people is, what brought you to the course? How'd you get here? How'd you hear about us? What's your goals for the course? That's something we want to know, because while there are, of course, standards and things that we're asking you to meet and come up to be certified, everybody comes up with a course maybe with different expectations, different things. So, again, we want to try to meet those for you and answer those questions. We don't I think it's one thing we do pretty well is we don't shy away from anything question-wise with FDN. Within mentoring sessions on Friday calls here, Reed certainly doesn't shy away from anything. We're going to give you an answer the best that we can. So if there's something that's perplexing you, a loose end to tie up, you haven't quite got your mind around those things, just ask during those sessions. We'll do the best we can to give you answers. If there is one, there's some things that in this industry and the work that we do is not always black and white. There's some gray areas there, and there's some unknowns. So that's always seems to be a little bit of a challenge for most trainees coming in, myself included, that we want to think really black and white about things, but it's not always the case, and we want things to be, you know, planned out just perfect, and you try to control all the variables, but it's just impossible to do. We can sort of manage those and wrangle those, but there's going to be some things you can't really prepare for, so you have to think on your feet a little bit and think through the just course correction and spontaneous side sometimes. And that's okay. It makes it fun. Every case is different.
I think that's a really good lead into conversation today, Brandon, because I see, as a mentor, I see that a lot with trainees. So, you know, when you start a new course of any kind, no matter what it is that you're learning, your mind is caught up in the logic of the learning that you're doing. And so it's pretty sequential, and you think of it as pretty black and white. But in the case of what we do as FDN, that's only part of the picture. And so, as you know, everyone's going through the course material before they get to practicals, before they get to an R&R, before they get to speak with mentors. And they're developing that sequential learning, and they're dealing with basic the logic, the kind of black and white way of thinking. But then there comes a time when you have to learn the application of everything you're learning. And that's where we come in. And that's where your time with the mentors really starts to make a difference. But it's also where oftentimes trainees have to make a mindset shift, because now they have to step outside the box a little bit of the logic and the black and white and start to think about critical thinking and reasoning and correlation and application. And so it's like it's building upon the concept, but in itself, it's a bigger concept. So you have to be patient with that process, right? And know that it does unfold. And once it does, like, it's so awesome as a mentor. I love it when the trainees get that aha moment a couple of sessions in, right? That's so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
So,
I've seen it many times.
I see that. I bring this up because I see it a lot in the Facebook community. You know, we were talking about questions that Facebook that trainees may have, even new graduates maybe, as they're just still trying to put all the pieces together. And, you know, sometimes they're looking for a black and white type answer, something that's going to fit in the box, but it isn't always that simple. And it does take sometimes additional research. It takes additional resources of material. It takes reasoning, critical thinking, and again, applying the concept to the situation. So that's a learning process that I think everyone goes through in any kind of new learning that they're doing. So I just always want to encourage everyone to show themselves a little grace and allow themselves to kind of, you know, let that thinking evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it takes a little bit of time. You know, you won't master FDN in 6 months. It's just almost impossible to do it. That can you get the system down and a way to think through it and understand that system in 6 months? Sure, you can. But then from there, you just continue to do this. I guess that's why they say you practice. I don't know the meaning of that word. People always make a joke about it, that we're always practicing. In some way, we are, because it's not a black and white thing necessarily. But it does take some time. I've had several, I get to also the joy of doing clinical advisorship through the medical director program. So, not only seeing you guys, you know, graduate and move through the course and doing some of those sessions, but also once you're out there and you've got a real life person that has paid you money, that expects something from you, and you've, you know, said, hey, spend your money on these lab tests and I'm going to help you, you know, improve your health and address some of the underlying causes of your health and main complaints, you're in that situation with a real person. And so I like those sessions too, because that's really where I think trial by fire begins. So it's a fun thing, not saying it's a negative thing, but they all of a sudden, okay, this is the real deal. You are now dealing with a lot of different variables, maybe sometimes not enough information from your client, questions that come up, weird random things, how do I handle these things? So don't be, like Tess is saying here, give yourself some grace, give yourself some time, lean on the support of the group, listen to things like the Friday calls, because eventually you're going to feel a lot more comfortable and have a lot more answers for people, at least really good responses. That's one thing that I – really enjoy about being part of the Friday Course, listening to them really before, well, actually a little before I took the course, and then as I was in the course, hearing all those people that were on, especially read, you know, respond to questions. I'd hear a question on the call. I'd be like, wow, I have no idea how to answer that. How would I respond to that? Well, then Reed just comes up with a wonderful answer, makes perfect sense, very logical within the context of what we do. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll file that away now. So I've got a good understanding of things now. I know how to respond to that situation. And it just, it's continual retraining of your thinking to the point where, you know, your confidence just gets built and you know really how to address most situations. So, yeah, give yourself some time. Enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy that process that you go through. I still am continuing, you know, enjoying that process today.
Yeah, I think that that's a good point, too, because even as seasoned practitioners, if you will, we're always learning. So maybe that's where the word practice comes from, because as we get new clients that maybe are presenting in a way that's different than what we've seen before, you know, it can be a little bit mind-boggling, and we may like reach out to one of our colleagues for help, one of the grad boards. But the other thing is that after you've been doing it for a while, you can get a little confused. You can get a little bit like, oh, I don't know how to deal with this. I haven't seen this before. This is new. But then if you step back and remember the foundation and the basics, you can remember that no matter what it is, if you apply the principles, you'll get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. So good stuff. Again, being a clinical advisor, good to see you guys grow in the real work of FTN. So, you know, I have some people tend to just fall on my schedule, and we talk on a pretty regular basis. So it's like, oh, hey, this is the, you know, 10th medical director consult that we've done together. Isn't that cool? And I've seen your progression as you go. And because each that initial call, that first few calls, our first few clients, a lot more laborious as far as training, education, reminding of some things. But then, of course, as you go on, when time goes on, oh, I think I've got a good handle on this. Yeah, I'm not missing anything. So just keep moving forward. Don't quit on the process. You will, you'll be amazed at yourself looking back how far you've come over time. All right. Well, good stuff. So I've got a hand raised here. So somebody wants to speak. So I'm glad that you've called in. So this is the 973 area code there. What's your name? What's your question? 973.
Robert Garner. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello, Mr. Robert. Yes, sir. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you? Hey, sorry I wasn't
good.
Able to get on the call. Yeah, I know you were had a little discussion. I wasn't able to get on that other Friday call, but I had an opportunity today, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Wonderful. Good to hear from you. How's things going?
Well, things are going good. I mean, a lot was going on all at one time, as I wrote to you, I was, you know, I was kind of stuck, because you know, I guess I wanted to be in perfect health before I opened the practice and get things rolling again. And the information that you had sent to me was useful to see that there are other people who go through it, and really nobody's perfect, and we all go through because of whatever the stressors are and age and time, we all roll into, you know, optimized levels of health. So it was a little bit easier for me to get things rolling. So, and actually since that email, and it was some time ago, and I apologize for not getting back to you sooner, I've got things rolling again and got the beginnings for my new website. And I actually even found a doctor. He's a conventional doc, but who's willing to make recommend patients to me and some of his patients, and as well as put some of my brochures once I get them printed up in his waiting area. So we got the beginnings of getting things going. But I guess my question.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, your email helped to get me. I was kind of in that stuck place because of what, you know, the health challenges that I was faced with, which I don't mind saying, you know, it was with the autoimmune diseases, with rosacea, vitiligo, and psoriasis, and I think everything that I had gone through, all the stressors that I had gone through, really started to elevate everything. And actually, my weight went up over 190. I'm not sure where it stopped, but I got it down to like 177, which is like ideal for me. So I can tell things are calming down. But since then too, I'm not one to shy away from experimenting with other things, and I'm trying some red and near infrared light. I've even taken the biome test to see what information that leads to, and tried a few other recommendations to try to get things going, and even for the fitness part of my life, which is pretty robust, to get an Oura ring and see what that yields. Mm-hmm. But I guess my question to you would be, I feel I need to retake the 205 and the 101, but in your email, you had mentioned that you might have another suggestion for, you know, other areas to look at to maybe uncover some other stressors that may be impacting, you know, this autoimmune response.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think. It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, definitely. So, I think part of my thought there is just a general comment there is if somebody is not seeing all the changes and improvements they want to see, then, you know, other than the five base labs running those enough times and looking enough at the five basic labs, then, yeah, okay, where do you look? Where do you go to from there? That was actually one of my questions early on after I'd graduated. I asked my mentor, the chance that, you know, maybe these five labs don't get us where we want to be, you know, what do we do? Is this all that we have? And so, of course, through the medical director program, there's more options of places to look. So, and Tess can definitely chime in here on this also as far as, you know, what different areas she likes to look into. But I'm definitely, talked about this before on the call, definitely a fan of hair tissue mineral analysis tests. HTMA. So, real simple test to do, hair test, pretty inexpensive as far as when it comes to lab work. And so that test there gives you a feel for different mineral levels, as well as toxic metals, and then ratios, and it gives you some insight into your blood sugar and thyroid, HP axis function, things of that nature. So it starts to really, I think, be a good step towards the nutritional side, like specified specific nutritional requirements, balancing those, and then also the detoxification side of things, and so discovering metals and the whole detoxification process that you go through. So I think HTMA is a really important one there. That would be a next level test I would look at. And then
hey, Brandon,
even like an oat panel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, one of the other things too, I don't know whether this helps with what your thoughts are, but I'm one of 10 kids. It's a strong genetic part of this, because there are other family members who, as we all get a little bit older, are looking at this. And I guess as different systems start to get a little bit weaker and break down, this is starting to appear and I'm the second oldest of 10. So I'm starting to see this in other family members, you know. So you can see as it wasn't there in early life, but now it's starting to pop up. So there's some genetic weakness that's in there.
Sure.
So I don't know if that changes the direction you would go, or the hair, HTMA would be a good one to go to.
No, I'd still recommend that. And you're right, there's always going to be some genetic components, or I guess just areas where our body breaks down, like genetic weak areas, I guess, is what I've always talked about it. But, you know, we don't, within FTN, there's FTNs that try to get, you know, deep into this. But we don't do too much as far as specific genetic, addressing like a certain gene necessarily. It's more about the epigenetic side of things. So everything that's going to be as far as diet and lifestyle, the functional side of things, how it influences the expression of those genes. And so, I think I'd still go that direction for sure. Probably looking more at the gut, maybe looking at a few different stool tests that maybe look at some different things, some different aspects. Probably an oat panel would be great to look at as well. Those would be probably three areas I would focus on. You could do a biome test. I've heard some good things about the biome test. Those would be good to do.
I should have the results in a month. And with the oat test, too, is that something, I mean, is that one of the advanced courses that that we'd be able to study so that I'd know the and really understand the results?
Yes, it is. It is upcoming. It's in the works. Brendan is working on it. I think it's public knowledge. Hope so. He's working on that. So we're going to do advanced course there with that. But you can just run an oat panel or any of these labs, any lab that we offer through the medical director program. We're able to support you at least with the consult on that, help you work through that. So you've got that. But if you want to go, you know, a deep dive, we'll have that eventually. You know, it's coming soon.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I say, yeah, keep looking is what I would say. It's ultimately keep deeper dive into things. You'll, you know, the five labs that we've got here with Reed that he's chosen, he tried lots of different labs, many more labs, different order of labs, tried a bunch of different things and found, okay, if we're going to hit the basics, these ones give you the best chance of success. Doesn't mean it's the only thing you do, but you certainly start there, work through all those things as much as possible, and see where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think maybe start with those. Just do some more testing, see what shows up, and work through that process there. And you're going to get there. I'm convinced of that. And I know, Robert, you're a sharp guy. Always enjoyed our conversations. And you got some important work to do, so glad that the business side's going better there, and you're getting rolling with that. And, wish you the best. But, hey, don't mean to cut you off. Do you have a follow-up question to that?
No. That's enough information right now. I mean, the only other thing, none of the Zoomer tests, because I haven't really looked into those, and I see that that's a new array of tests that we have available to us, would fit into this, or is it just, no, I'm shooting –
I'm glad you brought that up. That's good. No, I'm glad you brought that up. Probably that would be another area to look at as well. I think that's probably an obvious one. Test is probably over there like, hey, Brandon, food sensitivity testing. So, yes, I think looking at foods and of course, with different tests, you're measuring different pathways and different ways your body is responding to food. So, you know, an MRT is looking at it in certain ways. Zoomer's looking at it different ways. So, yes, that would be another thing to consider is food sensitivity testing. I know sometimes with more of the skin conditions, I've heard practitioners say that maybe the IgG testing is maybe either seeing better results than with the MRT. So could that pathway be more responsible for some of that expression of that? So, yes, the food side of things, too, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Tess, anything to add to that?
No, I think that's some good basics to go with. And I'm with you, Brandon. I'm all about the HTMA. And even for my own health journey, once I ran an HTMA and started adjusting some things that matched that, I saw some major differences. So sometimes that's kind of like tweaking things, if you will, sometimes when you're working with that one. So sometimes that's what it is. It's even continuing to do what you're doing, but, fine tune it. And I would mention, you know, that because we always talk about dress, and I'm sure that you've been doing dress, Robert, but I want to make sure that you have personally visited some of those stressors that you have control of, just like we ask our client to do. And one of the things, and I've never spoken with you before, so I don't know your history, but one of the things that I have found that sometimes gets in the way of healing is some past traumas that need to be worked through or let go of. So, that's some things to visit on a different plane than just the lab testing, you know, thinking about that holistic whole picture.
Sure. It makes sense.
Because truly that negative energy and past traumas can actually, they truly can block healing. Mindset can block healing. So, you know, if you haven't really gone down that path yet, I would make sure that you look more into that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, good advice.
All right, good deal. Well, I appreciate the advice. Always good talking to you, and I never miss a fantastic Friday call.
Oh, all right. I appreciate that. I'm glad. Good to hear from you. And calling in again. Welcome to ask another question or update us, whatever you want to do.
Okay, good deal. Hey, thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right. Super cool. Love it. Love live callers there. So you guys call in if you'd like. Number 347-637-1378. Hey, if you got a suggestion for Robert, hey, we like that too. You guys can answer questions as well. So if you've got some experience with that, just like I think last week with Isabella, we helped her out. So if you have some suggestions, jump in like that. Nothing's off the table. We've got to be open to lots of different possibilities. But yeah, that's he's brings up a really good point. That's sort of one of those challenging questions that I was talking about in the beginning. So, okay, maybe things aren't moving along and working as well as we'd like to see them. What do you do? Do you jump ship, give up on this thing, and go all medical? Do you do it in some other labs? Do you keep going? What do you do? I think pretty much what we've outlined here with Tess and I, those are the next level that you, I think, you would go to. Those are the next things that we'll start to look at for a person if they just weren't seeing all the improvements that you wanted to see. So those are the big ones there. So that's like FDN2, I guess, in some ways. That's your next side to go to. Doesn't mean you couldn't work some of those into your base testing. I do HTMA with every client now. I like to add that factor into it. I think it helps me with even more of the picture. That's just my personal preference now. But definitely stick to my FDN roots and other labs I ran. And, hey, it's just about getting results and helping folks out. Okay. All right. Well, have we got about 22 minutes or so left in the show today, and we've probably got some questions here we can go with. I'll start out with one here, Tess, unless you want to add anything to that conversation. I won't cut you off there.
No, I think that was pretty good. And I think sometimes, you know, you get into your routine things, the way that you do things, and you do get some stuck a little bit, or you're not quite sure where to go. And sometimes I think we're just overthinking it. Right, we step back and we re-look at all the information that we have and look for that clinical correlation. Sometimes that can just all of a sudden be that light bulb that tells us which direction to go next.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If all else fails, just move to Tahiti, right? That'll fix.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you.
So, I'm a beach person. Maybe you guys are mountains or plains or whatever, but I'll take the beach any day. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see here. This is one that came in. Yeah, we'll start here. So this person says, I just finished a consultation with a client. She's suffering from extreme fatigue, has had a rash on her hands that is red and blisters. She said she's had it for years. She has been to multiple dermatologists that just give her medication, but no diagnosis. She has seen an allergist that thinks it's some form of eczema. It could be linked to autoimmune disorder. This is right up Robert's alley here, same subject. But they have no further autoimmune testing, have done no further autoimmune testing. I want to make sure I start her off with the most beneficial lab work to get to the bottom of why she's having these flare-ups, especially since MDs have no answers. I was thinking of starting with a GI map. Does anyone have experience with a case like this or potential insight on other labs that may be beneficial to start with? Thank you. All right. Well, I think this is, we've sort of answered this question really already. It was sort of unintentional that I grabbed this one. It was the next one on my list. But yeah, I think a GI map is important, but I think there's lots of factors here. So that looking at food sensitivity testing, gut testing, those types of things, yeah, definitely a huge part to play. But I think everything else that we've mentioned as far as the five base labs, in a situation like this, and I guess really with any situation, I would not leave any stone unturned. I would just say, do the system, right? Do the five labs, go through that, see how far that gets you. Questions like this, we get them often, right? So I think it's well-intentioned. I think there are honest questions there. But it goes a little bit back to that, oh, this for that. Oh, you have this autoimmune condition. Oh, run these two labs and give them these supplements and they're on this diet. That doesn't work. Sometimes you're going to hit the mark on something like that. Sure, maybe you ask enough questions, you've done enough to do that, but not very often, right? So this is more customized. So when somebody says somebody has X condition suffering from this thing, well, what do I do about that? you just do FTM. That may be the most, other than welcome to the Friday call, just do FTM may be the most common phrase that we say on this, because that's really what it comes down to, because you don't know exactly which factors are coming together to cause the problem for that person. And that's the beauty of FDN, is that you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be an expert in every single thing and know how to do all this intelligent allopathy. It's investigating enough, asking enough questions, running enough labs to identify the malfunctions and, as much as we can tell, some root causes to the way the body is presenting and showing these symptoms, right? Their own level of metabolic chaos. With every person, I say it's five labs. Why wouldn't you want to run five labs? You know, if you want to get to the root cause of your problems, if you want to have solutions and results soon, the more information, the merrier. And again, if those don't seem to get you as far, if you do all those labs at least twice and give it enough time and address diet, rest, exercise, and stress reduction, supplementation, then you can go to that next level like we're talking about. But until then, don't go to that next level. Don't necessarily run those other labs if you haven't got the foundations laid. This person's not going to be a GI map. Address the pathogen on a GI map and work some on the gut. That's the only thing that you do. That will not get that person 100% where they need to be. Could it help some? Could you see some benefits? Of course you could. But it just sort of goes back to the same things we say a lot. Just do FTN. That's why we teach this. That's why we do it. That's why we do it the way we do. We're generalist, right? We're not specialist. We're generalist. Much more fun to be a generalist. Generally, our results are better than when you get real specific, real specialist. Keeps you in a good area legally as far as what we're able to do. Most of us as being unlicensed, so there's safety within that. And it just works so well. We don't have an autoimmune course. And no, you take these labs. And we don't have a diabetes course. And, oh, here's the things you do for a person that's diabetic. There's a little of that specifics because that's what we do. We are customized. While we're general, we are customized. That's the only way that we are specific. We are customized in what we do. But you're not going to see a diabetes training from FDN probably ever. You're not going to see probably an autoimmune one probably from ever. That's just against the ways that we work. And you know, I've seen it work time and time again. So in defense of FDN and everything we put together here, I think you look at all those areas. Hopefully that's clear and not too harsh, but that's just what it is. So just don't trust the system and don't fix what's not broken. Don't overthink things also. That's all I have to say about that. Tess, anything to add?
No, I think that kind of goes back to our conversation earlier, Brandon, where you can get those cases where something comes in and someone says, I have this or this is going on, and you start to seek answers for that. You start to get nervous or worried that you aren't going to be able to figure it out because you don't recognize that physician's diagnosis or that particular condition. But you need to step back and you need to look at the big picture and think about the client in a different light than their diagnosis or their condition, and just do FDN.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sleep might be a good example of this. So how many different things have you seen, Tess, and me too, that can be affecting sleep? Many, many, many things.
I've experienced them myself.
The list goes on. Yeah.
Right?
The list goes on and on. Dietary things to things going on in the stool, to hormonal imbalances, mineral imbalances, neurotransmitter imbalances, all sorts of things. And so we really don't have like a sleep-focused we have – Reed has the lecture packages, right, that are focused on a subject, but that's just to get somebody in there that has that particular situation going on, because once we show them, hey, you think that this is something specific, it's really not. That's not the best way to address this. It's more on the generalist side. Look at all the different areas, see what starts to happen. So while we have some things that are specific that way, because I know some of you guys might catch me on that, we do have a sleep one. We have an ADHD one. We have a stress and hormones lecture. We have those things that are specific because that's just the way the mind works, the way we're trained. But really when it comes down to it, it's just saying you're just going to do FDN. So sleep, lots and lots of potential causes there. So it's not just going to be a shortage of melatonin, right? Or, hey, here's some awesome herbs that are going to relax your nervous system and chill you out and make you feel pretty good and help you sleep. It's bigger than that. And hopefully that's something that you can express to your client. And I think it's one thing listening to now we have this awesome practical now with the onboarding practical. I think maybe hands down maybe one of my most favorite practical now at the moment. I love the onboarding calls because I get to hear you guys and test us too. Just in your own words, say what FDN is. You know, go through the process of explaining to somebody what it is, and you really don't know what we're going to say. Right? That's just real life. Like you have a discovery call like that. You don't know what that person's going to say, what they're going to come back at you with an objection or with a something. I like to throw some curveballs at people, especially when they're doing really good. Just, you know, kind of throw them off their game a little bit, see how you respond to maybe something you wouldn't expect somebody to say or a scenario. But my point is with the onboarding, I love those because you have to express what FDN is and the process and how we work in layman's terms that people understand. I do get a lot of FDN jargon during those calls, which if you're going to use some of those terms, you've got to define them, right? So if you say healing opportunity, you better define it. If you say metabolic chaos, you better define those words. That's a couple tips there on the onboarding. But another aspect of this point I was trying to make here and eventually coming around to it was the goal is to express to that person, that client, the value of what you do. What are they getting for what they're paying you, and why should they want that as much as maybe their next breath, right? So the power of what we have, if you can express in understandable terms the value of what we're offering that person, then I think you'll have a client. But if you can't do that, I think it's going to be a struggle, right? Because the price tag, sticker shock can happen often with what we do because, you know, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, either way you want to go, a lot of the stuff that we recommend people do is going to be out of pocket, cash pay. Just how it is. That's the system we have set up, and in some ways it's a good thing. And I have for years, I know Tess has too, said, hey, you know, this is just an expense we're going to have. I'm taking my health into my own hands. We think this is a good thing to invest with our family and our dollars, what we should do to come out ahead and be beneficial the whole time. We maybe have given up the houseboat or maybe some crazy awesome vacations sometimes because, hey, you know, health is coming first. And if you don't have your health, it's hard to enjoy all those things anyhow. So, you know, prioritization, first things first. But if you can get that person to understand the value of what we're offering, what the level of depth and attention that we're getting to, the training that you're giving to them, you know, you're teaching somebody how to take care of their health for the rest of their life. And what's that worth? If you can express that and get that across to somebody and the timing's right for them, both those things come together, you're going to have a client and be able to help somebody. So practicing doing that is really, really important. That's why I love that onboarding call because we get to talk about some of those things and you get to do it with a real person. A real person meaning a live person talking to you, but you get to do it in a mock setting where, okay, that didn't go so good. I tried that. I didn't like how that went. Here's a few tips. So it's really fun. I don't know. Tess, do you like that onboarding practical?
Yeah, I think they're fun. I have to be honest, though, every once in a while, a trainee will come up with one that stumps me a little bit. Like, you know, if I decide to be a little bit difficult of a customer, sometimes they've got some really good plans to convince me that I need this. So I like that when they get, you know, I like to see that. And I actually had one last week that I really had to, I'm like, oh, wow, I don't even know what I'm going to say now. So it was good. It kept me on my toes. That was good.
They're fun.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I really if we're talking about sessions, I really love the client reviews as well. I really like to see trainees start to put all the pieces together and, you know, as we said, starting to move past the logical and adding in the conceptual and layering all of that in. I really love it.
Yep, indeed. How did I get around to onboarding call? Do you remember?
I've forgotten
at this point. I think we were just talking about just communicating, I guess, what we do and how we work, which is, that's a big part of it. If you can't communicate it well, you're going to have trouble getting a client. And that's either through, you know, conversations or through a video or through the written word on your website. You know, I look back at my website and things that, that I've done, and I was like, you know, I don't know if I'll think that's really that great. I need to redo that. So we're all a work in progress in all ways, but just keep moving forward, guys. Okay. All right. We have two questions now. We've got...
I would like to bring up a point that I've seen a few times recently in the FDN boards that I think is good to remind people is that, you know, when you go through the course, you learn lab ranges, you learn FDN optimums, you have the test comparison worksheets and the other documents that we provide to help you sort all of that out. But I think it's important to remember that nothing is static. Things change, and labs, as they develop new science, new information, the statistics change, the ranges change, FDN optimums tighten down. All of those things may change over time. So it's really up to you to check and make sure you have, like, the most current version of the test comparison worksheet to not just assume your numbers are always going to be what they've always been. Make sure you look at your lab results closely. And remember that the other key factor to all of that is correlation. Without correlation, those are just numbers. No matter, you know, what ranges they are. So I think that sometimes, again, that goes back to our logical sequencing and forgetting that things can evolve.
Good point. Very good point, especially about the correlation. If you don't have some good, plenty of correlation during your session, your R&R, it's just going to fall flat. It's just going to be, like you said, numbers and the science side of things and stuff that we might like quite a bit. And some people can understand, but correlation is the great equalizer. Most everybody gets that concept. Hey, lab results say this. I feel this way. There's a connection between these two. If I address what's on this lab results with the way the test is telling me to do, this could get better. Wow, connecting those dots. Oh, wow, this is an explanation of why I've had this issue for 10 years or 20 years. This is putting together all this. I had no idea that was necessarily a physical thing that was going on. I thought it was just a mental issue. I was different or something was wrong with me or I was a lazy person or just something was passed down. I couldn't prevent it. Some of those revelations that come during a session like that are just amazing. They're just it keeps you going. It gives you goosebumps thinking about some of the things that go on and the, you know, tears that are shed, the emotion that's gone through. That's part of the healing process too. Just saying, hey, this right here could be causing this and this and this, which causes these particular symptoms for you. Wow, you know, this is totally new to you. You had no idea, and this explains a lot of things. So some of the guilt and some of the things, frustrations you've had for a long time, it's not really your fault necessarily. There's some things that are going on. Yes, we have to make decisions and control ourselves and have discipline, but it's not something that is out of your control now. We can work on this, and that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, I would agree. And having those conversations with your clients, making those correlations between the lab results and what's actually going on with them, that actually brings in the educational piece
and the educational
that
piece
keeps
that
us practicing
keeps
FDN,
us practicing
not,
FDN, not
you know, practicing outside of our scope, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it connects the client to that piece of paper because now that's more than just numbers. It's more than a piece of paper. It's them. It's their health, their life. And it helps them to make the commitment to be more compliant to the protocol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The labs are powerful. I mean, how many people do you have come into to work with you that just are coming in based on just basic blood work that came back and the doctor said, hey, you have high cholesterol and you need to take a statin drug? Well, how many people have just come to me just based on that? So even those labs right there, they're motivating. How many people do you know start a crash diet or a crash exercise program because they get lab results back? So that's cool. That motivates. But then you know, going through five labs with the person, it's hard to do that in an hour. It's really a challenge because there's so much information that you're going to learn from those five labs. So imagine, you know, taking some blood work plus all five labs that we ran in the course and getting to go over those with somebody and connect all those dots and weave that story together. It's fun. I purposely, you know, select certain labs to go over at a certain time. I don't always go in the same order every single time because I think sometimes it makes more of an impact or shows a put together a better story, a better narrative working with somebody. And I think there's part of that too. Not that we are, you know, manipulating or a person in any way with what we do. We're trying to motivate and show them because ultimately it's self-care. It's their decisions that they're making. They're any recommendation that we make, their recommendations are not dictations, not, hey, you have to do this or even a prescription or anything we're making them do. They're choosing to do that. So all their information there just helps them say, okay, if this is finally enough for me to make those decisions, to make those changes, to change behavior, change lifestyle, that's what it's about. Excellent. Cool. Good stuff. We touched on a lot of little topics here. I'm glad that you're, Tess, bringing up some of the things you're seeing in the Facebook pages there because there's a lot of things to get worked out there. And you guys make sure you look at the answers there, read the threads. We might refer back to another post there that answers that. If there's a post that already answers that, then you're probably not alone in having that question and feeling that way. So make sure you read through those. And again, it'll all come together. It will at the end. You'll have, if you have 100 questions in the very beginning, you'll have 10 at the end. There'll be some things you're potentially wondering about, but our goal is to answer all those best we can, and then, you know, you've got to take it from there. You've got to get out there and do the work. And Reed told me when I graduated, hey, just go get your first 10 clients. Don't worry about taking some advanced courses, anything extra right now. Just focus on getting good at those labs, all the logistics, all the things that you'll be wondering about as far as ordering the labs and how this process is going to work. That has to come out just with time. And so just focus on getting those first 10 clients. And you know what? Like on a lot of things, he was right. And so my confidence grew in leaps and bounds just with the first 10 clients. Just, it wasn't the 100 clients. It was just the first 10 clients. I found out, okay, well, this is maybe not the best way to do this. This is logistically kind of tough for me. Because you're going to find your own way that you're going to practice FDN as far as the business logistics side of things and the technology you use and the way that it works a little better for you. Now, we give you a lot of good tools there, but those are all tweakable. You can make adjustments to all those. Most of the documents we have there are ones that you can tweak or take the information from and maybe put into a different format. You know, we're not going to, as long as you're sticking within the scope of FDN, the philosophy of the way we work, not going outside of that, and you're getting enough information and being thorough enough, we're probably not going to have any problem with you and what you're doing. Not that we've got police out there, but really we're not going to. That's the fundamentals there of FDN. Stick with those basic principles, and we're going to be happy. Now you get outside of that, and you know we'll come down on you a little bit. You know, it might be during a Friday call. You might get a call from us. You might say something on the Facebook post, and we'll reach out to you. Not because we just like to come down on people. It's because we care about you and for your protection and for your benefit there. Again, we don't have a big police force there, but and we're not spying on you. We don't have a, you know, big spy network with AFDMP, but everybody sort of keeps each other in check, checks and balances and encouragement and say, hey, this is the better way to go because we want you to, again, be successful, do good, enjoy the work, and if you can do it stress-free, that's the goal. All right. Well, it's telling me 60 seconds left on the call, so I think we'll probably end the call here with that. Thanks for the questions that are written in there. Robert, thanks for calling in there and sharing your situation there. Hopefully we've been helped to you there, but definitely call in again if you want some more advice. And Tess, also, thanks for joining me again too here. So you did such a great job with this. Awesome mentor, great person, great answers, and just thanks for being on with me.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure. I love being a part of the community and sharing and helping everyone else grow. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Well, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.